Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Before I take a look at the readings today, I just wanted to mention that I do have a book published some years ago called Deeper Conversion, which is a series of meditations on the Gospel of Matthew, the Sunday Gospels of Matthew, that will be the main ones read in this coming year, 2017. So if you'd like to purchase a copy, just go to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net, and then go to bookstore, and the book will be there, Deeper Conversion. And I really urge you, if you don't have it or you have someone you'd like to give it to, that you really do purchase a copy of it, because the meditations on the Gospel of Matthew, as all the Gospels, but they are particularly important. And I've tried to create meditations on the Gospel of Matthew that would be helpful to you in your daily walk with the Lord. So go to our bookstore for the book Deeper Conversion, renewalministries.net. All right, let's take a look now at the readings for this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Advent. And we read, the first reading given to us is from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 7, verses 10 to 14. Isaiah 7, verses 10 to 14. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." You know, sometimes we can be, even when God says, "Go ahead, ask me for a sign." And you go, "Oh, no, 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 I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do that." And then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God?" In other words, the Lord tells us to ask for a sign. And people in the Old Testament didn't want to ask for a sign, but that's wrong. Ahaz says, I won't ask. I won't tempt the Lord. That's not right to do. But Isaiah says, and he says it to his people in that time, but he says it to us today. "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign." So what does God do? Oh, I can't ask, I can't ask. God gives greater and greater signs, and the ultimate sign he gives is to give himself in the flesh. What more could he do to show us who he is? And at the same time, confound our human wisdom. We see a baby, helpless, utterly helpless. God came as a helpless baby, that we might draw near to him. And that as he grew into maturity, it became more and more evident that he was the beloved Son of the Father sent for us. Don't put your trust anywhere else. Don't put your faith anywhere else, but in him. "The Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Psalm 24 says, "Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory." Let the Lord enter. He is the King of glory. Not me. I'm not the King of glory. He alone is the King of glory. May we bow down and worship him. May we bow down. "Who can ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? One whose hands are sinless, whose heart is clean, who desires not what is vain." That's a process. Hands are sinless, heart clean, desires not what is vain. We're imperfect, we're sinful, we're unclean. But if we go before the Lord repenting of our sin, we draw closer and closer to the fire of his purifying love, and he changes us. He will not reject us. If we're on the path, he will not reject us. If we reject him and turn away and go our own way, then it's us. We're the ones who are saying, "I don't want you, Lord." But if you want the Lord, no matter how far away from him you feel. If you want him, he will draw you to himself. He will never reject you. And the psalm says, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord, a reward from God, his Savior. Such is the race that seeks for him, that seeks the face of the God of Jacob. Let us seek his face. Let us really seek his face, because he will reveal himself to us. Most probably through human circumstances, but he will reveal himself. And second reading is from Paul to the Romans, chapter 1, verses 1 to 7. Paul, a slave of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, and set apart for the gospel of God, which he promised previously through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel about his Son, descended from David according to the flesh, but established as Son of God in power, according to the Spirit of holiness through resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him we have received the grace of apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name among all the Gentiles, among whom are you also, who are called to belong to Jesus Christ, to all the beloved of God in Rome, called to be holy. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Paul writing to the Romans, but because this is part of the body of scriptural teaching, this is Paul saying that to us, grace to you and peace from God our Father. May we receive it. And the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1, verses 18 to 24. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. That's a really righteous man. He had every right to publicly accuse her and to have her stoned to death. Couldn't do that. So he decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet, behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel. So the prophets had told us this. And now here's Joseph living it out, never expecting that. He simply loved Mary and wanted to marry her. She comes back from visiting her cousin Elizabeth, and he sees that she's pregnant. It's revealed in her body. What else could he think but that she had had a sexual relationship with someone? He's shocked. He's betrayed. He doesn't know what to think. And then what happens in God's mercy? He has a dream. And an angel speaks to him and says to him, Joseph, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She shall bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus. You imagine what a revolutionary moment in life. God comes to all of us, perhaps not in this dramatic kind of way, but God comes to all of us and reveals himself to us, and we're so blind many times and so deaf from listening to so many voices. We're plugged into so many devices. We have no time and no space to be able to hear the whisper of God. God never overpowers us unless he really has to punish us. He waits for us. When you kneel before that crib this Christmas, and I said this to you earlier, when you kneel before the crib, ask him for faith. Ask him for a living faith, not just a faith in these words, but a faith in who God is, that he is my Savior, that he has incredible mercy, that he would come in the flesh, that he would take on the limits of our flesh in order to save us. May our faith increase. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke, look at this. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel had commanded him and took his wife into his home. That's all said in one sentence, but can you imagine what that was like? What did he say to Mary? What did she say to him? We'll have to ask when we get to heaven. Brothers and sisters, this is an incredible miracle that God would do this for us. And that he would use human beings as his messengers, as his servants, the servants of his message. That's what all of us who are baptized are called to be, servants of the mercy of God to one another, to bring Christ to one another. That's what the Lord wants of us. That's what he's asking of us. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him. He didn't go out for 40 days in the desert to ponder this. When he awoke, he did it. Brothers and sisters, when the Lord speaks to you, do it. Test it out with others to make sure it's God, but do what God asks you to do. God has each of us on a path safely home to him. Safely home to him. That's what he wants to do. Let's make sure that we're opening our heart to receive all that he has for us. The beginning of the O Antiphons, if you're listening to this on Sunday, you're a step past it. But if you're listening to this on Friday, tomorrow, Saturday, will be the beginning of the O Antiphons. And I want to read it to you because you want to pray for this. O wisdom, coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. O wisdom, pray for wisdom, the wisdom of God. Let's pray it together, wherever we are. O wisdom, sometimes I pray it a number of times throughout the day. Each day between now and Christmas, they're traditionally called the O Antiphons. We're going to give the titles and the names so often given to the Christ, given to Jesus, who chose to come in the flesh. And we begin with, O wisdom coming forth from the mouth of the Most High, reaching from end to end, mightily and sweetly ordering all things, come and teach us the way of prudence. I've advertised my little booklet again, Faith More Precious Than Gold. I really urge you to get your free copy. The information, the phone number is given at the end of the program. But please, grow in faith. Ask God to give you the grace to grow in faith. And perhaps giving out the booklet will open the hearts of others to ask God the same. May we all grow in faith, love him more. God bless you. I have been speaking a great deal recently about faith. I have a booklet entitled Faith More Precious Than Gold that I would like to offer you free if you would call our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net. Perhaps it would be a gift that you would like to give this Christmas. I urge you to read Faith More Precious Than Gold.